rooms. The testimony we had yesterday about people that attended, even though they were not members of Jesus Palace, speaks volume. Those of us that were here yesterday can bear witness to that. Even if that is the reason God has called us to do it, I think God deserves our praise for it. And I want to thank everyone that were part of the planning, the implementation, and everything. God bless you all. And God will continue to bless our homes in Jesus' name. Thank you. Again, we heard in the announcement, the prayer retreat is coming. Registration is ongoing. As of yesterday, I'm aware about 52 people have registered. It's for us as Jesus Palace, but if we do not make use of it, as many that God will bring for it, they will be part of it. And I plead again, please, as a woman in this church, register for this program. I'm not aware how much it might cost or it may not cost, but just register. Like we announced about the marriage course. Even people that attended, some of them are not our members. They didn't pay anything. And we are not asking them to pay anything because God has paid for the program. But it pains me when it is our own and we are the one not benefiting from it. There's nothing much one can do than to encourage us to be part of it. And God will bless you as you do so in Jesus' name. That being said, we want to share the word of God. It's a continuation of this message that I started about 2 Sundays ago. Vision 2020, a year and a decade. Kindly turn your Bible with me to Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. Proverbs 16, verse 3. The Bible says, commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. I take it again. Proverbs 16, 3. Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. And of course, our popular passage is that Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. We use verse 1 of it to pray. So I'm reading verses 2 and 3 now. After that, Habakkuk waited to hear what God will say. Verse 2. Then the Lord said to me, write my answer plainly on tablets so that a runner can run the correct message to others. This vision is for a future time. It describes the end and it will be fulfilled. If it seems slow in coming, wait patiently for it, for it will surely take place. It will not be delayed. May the Lord bless the reading of his words in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. That was the encounter of Habakkuk and God. Vis-a-vis his heart desires, his concerns. And when God was going to turn to him, he said, wait patiently. Even it may delay, but surely it will come. But it requires you to wait because God knows what he is doing. And that is what vision is all about. You need to see it coming. And you must be prepared to wait for its manifestation. If not, you miss out. Praise the Lord. And this is the way things happen to us in life. But today, we want to focus the message more on to Jesus Palace as a parish. And we are bringing this as a conclusion to this message so that people that are joining us newly, we know what this parish actually stands for. So I want us to go to the slides, please. I think you should go to slide number 10. Slide 10, please. Slide 10. The one before this, please. Praise God. In the course of this teaching, we have been told that God has a vision for us that has been established, even as we found in Jeremiah, that God has called us out to be his people. And in calling us out to be his people, even though if you read that Jeremiah, the Bible was talking about the Israelites. And we have been able to establish today we are the Israelites of today. I'm not talking of nation of Israel as it were. But for those of us that have been saved, that have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus, we are the Israelites of today. So God was telling us that his plan, his vision for us is that he wants to be our God and he wants us to be his people. And I want to thank God for those of us that have received the message of salvation. So if you have received that message, this message is equally for you. And if you are yet to know him as your Lord and Savior, you can do that. And this message is equally for you. That God wants us all to be his people. Even the sinners that are out there, God still wants them to be his people. And for us to be his people, he told them, I have a plan for you. There are things that are in my heart for you. That is vision of God for us. He's telling us that we need not to be fearful. We need to just focus on him. We just need to put our heart in him. And once we are able to establish all of this, then we are living his mission for us. But if you are still being ruled by fear, you are still being controlled by worldly affairs, you have not come to understand the mission of God for you. And that's why he told us in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, he said, I have a plan, I have a thought for you. All of these things, they are good. They are not evil. And that's why I often tell people, when you are in a church where all you hear of is things are things that scares you, are things that cause you to think God is not even going to intervene on your behalf, you need to wash out that kind of church. But glory be to God that we are part of a church that God himself said he is the owner of the church, the redeemed Christian church of God. And we know even that redeemed as a church, there is that vision that God has given. And Jesus Palace, to the glory of God, is part of that global vision. However, specifically, there are those things that God lays in our heart at the start of this parish, which we are going to share with you again to refresh our memory for those of us that have been here for long and to bring to the knowledge of those that are joining us afresh. What is RCCG Global Vision? I know most of us, we know it. Please, next slide, sir. Next slide. I'm sure we all know this. RCCG Global Vision, that we are God's people, which is in line with God's word, and that we are going to heaven, and of course, we want to take others along. I'm sure we all know this. Do we? Do we know it? If you don't know it, please, you need to, it's as simple as that. That we are God's people. That's what his word says. He said, redeem is a church I am coming to meet. I pray he will meet us and he will meet us well. And because you are part of it, that should encourage you. That should inspire us to know that, oh, God is coming for me. No matter what I'm going through now, his vision is that he's coming for me. And that I am going with him to heaven. And of course, I am going to encourage as many people along the line to go with me. I pray God will grant us the grace to do this more and more in the name of Jesus. And I now said, as a subset of Redeemed Global, Jesus Palace, Calgary. Next slide. God bless you, sir. We have this as our vision. We have these things, some of these things, as commitment that we have with God. And I'm going to dwell more on this in the course of this message so that we all know what is going on here. That as a parish of the redeemed Christian Church of God, we want to see us raising royal people of God. Those of us that were privileged to be part of the Sunday school, you agree with me that the message was corroborating this. We want to see ourselves as royal people. And when we are talking of royal people, they are not ordinary people. When you are talking of royal people, they are people who are conscious of how they carry themselves, how they live, the things they do, the things they will not do. Please, as member of Jesus Palace, know that we are priest and we are king. Know that we are peculiar, we are chosen. Know that we are royal priesthood. And what that means as a royal priesthood is that wherever you are, wherever I am Christ's ambassador. Amen. Do you agree with me that we are that? Are we living it? Are we living it? We can't answer. Maybe some of us are still having our struggle. It's okay. But in the course of time, as this begins to permeate in us, we begin to live in this understanding that we are royal. We are peculiar. We are chosen. In fact, in the course of this parish starting, I've shared this with some of us. When we were praying, what came to us that, oh, the name of this church should be Jesus House. And I went to the leadership and I said, oh, this is what God lays in my hand. And they said, no, someone has registered that name. You can't use it. I said, okay. I need to go back to God. And we went back to God and we were praying. And God said, it's not house. It's a palace. A palace? Now began to give me the understanding that have you seen the earthly palace? Mine is even more than that. So when I say it's a palace, what do you find in a palace? Royalty, authority, power, people of dignity, people of honor. That's who we are. Amen. Amen. Some of us might be saying, but do I have power? You are, because God brought you to his palace himself. And that is why we should begin to see ourselves as royal people of God. We are to live that royal life that is kingdom focus. And when you hear the word kingdom, when we use the word kingdom here, we are not talking of earthly kingdom. We are talking of our heavenly kingdom. And that's why we must be kingdom-oriented people. Heaven-oriented people. People who have a focus of where they are going. Amen. That is the vision of God for us as Jesus Palace. And you can't afford not to have that in mind. And of course, that goes with the RCCG Global Vision. Transforming lives and society. Want to see people, we want to see people who know who they are in Christ, in God. And that is why we said our identity is that of a king, is that of a priest, is that of people of honor, people of power, not just ordinary churchgoer. Not people that just form the crowd. Not people that just say, oh, it's only Sunday affair. Amen. I don't know if I'm communicating to us. That it is all about kingdom values. I use the word purposes here. Those who have been with us for some time know we use that word. Kingdom values, kingdom purposes. We'll get to that shortly. Because when you are in that kingdom, when you are in that palace, there are things that are expected of you. There are things that are expected of us to be doing. Those are the purposes. And that is why we are existing. Amen. Amen. Some people will call that our mission. And this mission now is now encapsulated in those purposes. How will we do them? Praise the Lord. We want people to understand why we do what we do. It is all about God. It's about him that is reigning in his palace. It is not about the pastor or pastor missus or minister or any individual. It's about God himself who owns the palace, who is reigning in the palace. Amen. Amen. And of course, that whatever we do must point back to the glory of God. Everything to the glory of God. Everything to the glory of God. Wherever you are as his ambassador, as representative of that palace, must point back to the glory of God. Amen. In your place of work, in your neighborhood, in your family, nuclear extended, amongst your friend, they must see this. Amen. Of course, our heart will now be right because we now have the right focus. Now that you know that you are royal, now that you understand your identity in him and what he is asking you to, how he's asking you to live, you have a right focus. And that's why there are things others may be doing. You know that, no, I know who I am. As a king, as a priest, as royal people, I can't do this. Others may do it. Some other churches may be doing certain things. But as royal people of God, who are heaven focused, who wants to take others there, we can't do this. Amen. And of course, when you key into all of this, we enjoy his rest and peace throughout. And that will be our experience throughout this journey in Jesus' name. Now, I want to quickly talk about those heavenly values, the purposes. We call it the purpose of Jesus' palace. Why we are existing, what we are expected to do. And this is enshrined in the scripture. This is enshrined in the scripture. And this is based on the two scriptures that talks about the great commandment and the great commission. I'm sure we all know this. If you don't know it, I will remind us. In Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47, please let somebody quickly read it for us. Acts 2, 42 to 47. Hallelujah. Go ahead, man. God bless you, man. That is the great commandment. And it is from this passage we come with the purpose of fellowship. You know, when our brother was going to give the announcement, he said, I'm always happy when I know I'm coming to that fellowship? Are you always happy when you know you are coming to Jesus Palace? When you know you are going to your king? When you know you are going to meet the one who has authority over everything that you represent? So as a church, by his grace, this will continue to promote fellowship among believers, amongst ourselves. And this we try to do through having one-on-one relationship. This we try to do by making sure that we are carrying our brothers along. This is what we try to do by encouraging one another with words of encouragement from the scriptures as given by God. Promoting fellowship. And that's why we try to structure this church on the basis of these purposes. Which means even when we have fellowship, we can have coffee, we can have tea, but in the process, we still share the word of God to encourage ourselves to grow in the Lord. From that passage, we see another purpose which this church is committed to: service. Service. The Bible says they sell their stores, they bring it together, and they share it with everyone. In the course of sharing, we are rendering service to ourselves and to others. And this is what Jesus Palace is for. It will not be said, I don't even want it to be, that I am living a luxurious life comfortably, and my brothers and sisters, even in the church, are suffering. In fact, I would rather dip my hands in the church purse to reach out to them. Amen. Do you agree with me? Yes, that is what the common purse is for. Again, on one by one, it was not said that it was each of those disciples that went to sell something. It's just few of them. In other words, if it's only few that can be able to give to that common purse, it's going to be enjoyed by everyone. Amen. Amen. And this we try to demonstrate. And that's why I said earlier, it pained my heart when a program is put up by Jesus Palace for the royal people themselves, and they are not there. Do you see the pain now? The food that is meant for the children of the palace, you allow others to come and eat it, so be it. Amen. Anyway, that is equally scriptural. You remember the party was organized. Jesus was expecting them to come. At a point, he said, go to the highways. Either they are lame or not lame, they can see, just bring them. If the food that is meant for us, we are not ready to eat it, those who come to eat it, we allow them to do so. Praise the Lord. So, service. Not only about eating together. And that is one of the reasons that is promoting us to say, oh, what can we do in our neighborhood? What service can we render to the community? It was announced by 2:00, by his grace, we'll be at the seniors' home. Those who have been going will bear me witness. Is it a great crowd? No, that's the truth. It's not a great crowd. But are we meeting a need there? Yes. Those who have been going can confidently say yes. And what that tells us is, even if it's just one soul that is saved, heaven rejoices. And I thank God. We have been going to that place maybe about a year and a half plus since we started. We have been able to minister at least to one committed person there. He's a pastor, he's very old. I think about 98 now, going to 99. I mean, going to 100, right? is this man is always looking forward to meet with us. Always. In fact, he shared something with us that touched our life when the wife passed away, which is a lesson. And I'm putting that across to us for us to know. You know, there are ways God speaks to us. Some people always think it's just from this pulpit or no. This man told us when the wife passed away, he said, I thank God for the life I live. I am fulfilled. However, I have just one regret. And we said, that seems to contradict what you have just said. He said, no. I need to let you people know. I didn't spend enough time with my wife. And that touched us. And we say, oh, if this man can have this regret, and he realizes it, and it's paining him, even at this age, we must begin to encourage ourselves. And that's why we are doing some of the things we are doing, to promote fellowship amongst ourselves, husband and wife, amongst the children, even trying to bring the children together to fellowship, to bond with one another. Amen. And of course, through that service experience, we have a member through that. The woman was just passing by and heard us singing. That was what touched her, and she decided to join Jesus Palace. What I'm saying is, it's not a big service. It's not a crowd-pulling service. It's not a glamorous one. You know, when especially you are talking to old people, you think they are not listening. You might want to get discouraged. No, we won't. And the Lord God will continue to strengthen us. And of course, as part of service, those who have been with us, there was a time we organized free child care, right? Right? By the grace of God, we have that experience this year again. These are where we want to reach out to community as a service, as a true believer of God. Then the second passage where we draw the remaining three purposes of this church from is Matthew 28, 18 to 20, which we all know, the Great Commission. The Great Commission. In this, from this, we know as a church, we must be committed to evangelism. And that's what we are doing in Rivera, which of course we are looking to take to higher height even this year as we begin to look to mission field. Amen. That sounds a big one. It's like, do they have money to go on mission field? Yes. The mission field don't necessarily have to be in Africa. In fact, the mission field is right there. The neighborhood. Amen. I'm not saying going to Africa is bad. Please don't misconstrue me. But what that scripture says, we must take it from our Jerusalem unto Judea, unto Samaria, unto the uttermost part of the... You can't complete it with me? Of the world. So we want to start from our Jerusalem, the work of evangelism. I've sent messages to some people to pray along that line with us and to let us begin to see how we move in that direction. The work of evangelism. And this is the work every believer has been called to. So that you are part of Jesus Palace, you have been called to that. However, we have the department, the lead, just for the purpose of administration. But we are all in that together. And God will bless us in Jesus' name as we are part of it in Jesus. And of course, from that passage again, we see the fourth purpose, discipleship. Discipleship. It's one thing we try to promote. We might not be getting it right in some cases. We want as many of us that are interested to grow, to develop your God-given abilities. And that's why we say we want to promote the priesthood of believers. In other words, once you are born again and you are a member of Jesus Palace, you are a priest. And you must see yourself so. In other words, You must be prepared to be a disciple and to disciple others, which of course tallies with redeemed global vision. And that's why in doing so, we share responsibility. It's not all about pastor or pastor ministry. What can we do by ourselves alone? Otherwise, why would God bring people like you here? So if you are here, please be prepared that it's a place for you to find fulfillment for what God has laid in your heart. If it's not in line with God, it's there, you can be sure it will not be allowed. But if it's in line with God, it will be allowed. If it's to promote self, you may find it difficult to fulfill. I told us, whatever we do here must point the glory back to God. So discipleship. I know some of us in the past, you have heard pastor say, oh, you should lead prayer. It's like, can I do it? I'm not qualified. I'm not worthy. No. No. Once the opportunity comes, please key into it. You may not be able to do it very well at the first time, but the more of it you do, the better you become, and that is how discipleships come. Myself standing before you, some years back, if you say I will be like this, No. In fact, I never dream of it. But somehow, somewhere, God brought people along the line to disciple us too. And that is what we'll be doing. Amen. Amen. However, if you are given an assignment and you think you are constrained for one reason or the other, feel free to tell me. That's not a sin. I think what is even sinful is for you to take it, to say I will do and you don't. You remember that case in the Bible? Amen. Because I know we could have some constraints as human beings. And of course, from that scripture again, we see the last purpose reenacted again. I've talked about service, I've talked about discipleship, I've talked about evangelism, I'm talking about outreach. It's still outreach. Go. Go ye, go ye. When you look at it, some of them, they cross each other, but they are all still pointing to God. So we'll be doing outreach. That's one of it that we're doing. My brethren, I've just laid this out for us to know that this is what God has called Jesus Palace to. I want you to begin to see where you fit into this or how you fit into this. And let us do the work of God together. It's the work of our Father. It's not the work of any pastor. Praise the Lord. And in line with this, we have different departments that we have just, for ease of administration, for ease of communication, we just put that together. Like under fellowship purpose, we have hospitality, we have the technical, we have the welcome group, the ushering, the youth and the singles. Some of these groups are just developing along the line. And of course, under the worship, which department should be that again? The choir group, and of course, when we have special programs. Amen. Then we have the ministry, which comprises the men's fellowship, the women's fellowship, the finance. That you can say that's the service, right? Then we have the evangelism. Under that, we have the publicity, the outreach, the children. And of course, the discipleship. That's where you have anything that has to do with studying the word, Bible study, Sunday school, new believers class, prayers. And of course, the other one, which is more or less for the pastor and pastor misses, the spiritual discipline, training people, counseling people, encouraging people. This we do. It's my prayer that God will enlarge this vision in our heart again and be able to run with it. He said we should write it down and make it plain, as said, as given to Habakkuk, so that others that come will be able to run with it. That's why we are sharing it now. By his grace, we'll be doing this once in a while to refresh our heart so that we get our focus right and we walk on that right path. Please, next slide, sir. Oh, ma. Salma, next slide. I'm almost done now. Can we get it? sorry. The tech people today, the Holy Spirit will breathe on them. Praise God. Anyway, while our sister is trying to go to the next slide, that's the last slide, right? Yes, ma? Yes. Which means I didn't put the conclusion. I have the conclusion here. Now that we have had the vision of Jesus' palace, you can mirror it as your own personal vision. For instance, if you're a worker in this or a volunteer, as they use the word in Canada, a volunteer, you can begin to visualize your own personal vision now in the context of Jesus' palace. And if you want to even take it to your life outside of the church, you can still marry it. And what that is saying is, you want to ask yourself, yes, I'm a member of Jesus' palace as a worker. Do I want to be committed to the work I say I want to do? Be honest to yourself. Oh, yes, I'll be committed to it. And whatever I say I want to do, I will do it with all of my heart, not grudgingly. That could be your vision. Oh, as a member of Jesus' palace, I want to make it a prayer, a duty for me. I will be praying for the pastors. It could be as simple as that. I tell you, brethren, you are doing a great job. It could be, oh, I'm a member of that hospitality team. I want to make sure that whatever is given to any member of Jesus' palace is of quality. Right? I'm a member of the choir. My commitment is that each time I want to minister in worship, Holy Spirit should take control. I'm not coming to minister out of flesh. That could be your Holy Spirit, just inspire me so that when I give that worship, I want people to see you. I want them to fall under the anointing. These are ways we can relate individually to the vision within Jesus' palace. And I'm encouraging us to do so. I thank God. Early last year, we had a series, and from that series, I saw some people's interests come alive and serving God. This is what we want. You have any ability, and God is telling you, go and use it. Remember, the Bible told us we are people of many parts, but one body, right? But if the hand refuses to do its part, or the leg, then the whole body is denied of that service. I hope you will not deny Jesus' palace of that God has given to you for his palace. Nobody is saying yes. You're not getting it. I hope you will not deny Jesus' palace, that portion that God has given to you, to the body. God will help us. And those who are doing it, God will continue to help us. We will not be tired. We will not be weary. And be rest assured, you can't go to the palace empty-handed. And you can't leave the palace empty-handed. Right? Even the earthly palace, how much more of the palace of the King of Kings himself. In other words, whatever you do in Jesus' palace, go and write it down. Your reward will come. In the name of Jesus. God bless you, sir. God bless you, ma'am. Again, I want to read this Jeremiah 29:11. You know the thoughts that I have, that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. I pray we'll not meet that expected end in Jesus' name. God bless you. And that brings to a close the teaching on vision, at least for now. When the Holy Spirit allows to go back to it again, we will do. God bless you. Let's rise to our feet if you have been blessed. I want you to thank God personally. If you have a better understanding of what Jesus Palace is all about, thank God for it. And if God is laying anything in your heart that you still need clarification, talk to God. He will speak to you too, because we are all children of God. We are all children of the palace. Thank you, our Father.